This is a very precious and sacred psalm. Many believe it was written by dear David when he was under much persecution from Saul, and others feel that it was written by Ezra when the children of Israel in the midst of bondage in Babylon. But we know one thing, the author was the Lord. And he says as he begins the psalm, "Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord." There's no doubt he was in a very deep place, feeling to be in the depths. But his cry was to go out unto his God. And so many times do we not find in the Word of God those that were brought into the depths, how they had to cry. You can think of David in many times during his life. And then you can think too of Hezekiah, and then too of dear Jonah in the fish's belly, in the depths, how he cried unto the God of heaven. And I go as far as to say this, that so often when we're in the depths, the best cries go out of our hearts. And here with David, he says, "Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ear be attentive to the voice of my supplications." Oh, how sweet it is and how precious it is when we have the Lord's ear listening to our cries and our groans out of the depths. There are many things that will bring us into deep places. There was with dear David, his sin, and how often our sins bring us into a deep place where we have to weep and mourn over them. But then here, and why I say that is because he says, "If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand?" There's no doubt he felt ever so much the guilt within his heart, the sin there was within him. Do we not know times where we feel the same? We tremble at the majesty of God, the majesty of heaven. He said, "If thou shouldest mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand?" But then he declares those beautiful words. And this was faith looking to the precious blood of Jesus, looking to the dear Redeemer, had a beautiful view of the glorious coming of Christ. He says, "But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared." Oh, what a mercy for the poor sinner in the depths, that there is forgiveness with the Lord. He's promised to blot out all the transgressions of his dear people. Do we not need it? But then he said, "I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait." And are there those of us here tonight that are waiting for the Lord? He was waiting for the Lord to bring him up out of that deep place he was in, out of the depths. He was waiting for the Lord to answer those cries that had gone out of his heart. He was waiting for the Lord to be gracious. and to appear for him. And he says, my soul doth wait. And look how earnest he was. He didn't just say, I wait for the Lord, but he says, my soul doth wait. And if we are waiting for him to appear, waiting for the Lord to work, waiting for him to blot out all our sin, the hour will come when he will do it. And then he says, and in his word do I hope. And oh, to be amongst those that are hoping in the word of God. And the word of God is their hope. How many times the Lord has spoken a word of sweet hope to his dear people. The only place they can is to hope is in him. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. It was a hope that God had given David. It was a hope that he gave to dear Jonah in the depths. He's the hope of his dear people today. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. You know, when a person's up all night, maybe caring for one that's very ill, they watch for the morning, don't they? Why? Because then there is light. Then there is the shining of the sun in the earth. Those that watch for the morning. I understand that those that work all night, and they watch for the dawn of the new day. And especially those that are caring for the sick, for the new nurses or the new carers to take over from them, they watch for the morning. And here he uses that beautiful illustration, my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. And then he says, let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Israel, let Israel hope. In other words, don't let them do anything to hinder them hoping in the Lord. Let Israel. It really, this is a good prayer, isn't it, to the Lord? And may it be so tonight. Let Israel hope in the Lord. He's pleading with the Lord, not only for his own soul, but for all God's dear children, that they might hope in the Lord. For in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him plenteous redemption. And then he says this, he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Oh, what a mercy that is. The Lord has promised so many times throughout the book of the Psalms, to deliver his people from all their troubles, from all their iniquities, from all their sins, from all their sorrows. What do we read in that 34th Psalm? This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. It's a beautiful word, that all, isn't it? And it's something we can plead before the Lord. Well, may the Lord bless to us this sacred psalm, and may we be waiting for the Lord, crying unto him, hoping in him for that redemption and for him to forgive all our iniquities. Well, may the Lord bless these few rambling remarks.